Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe. Discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Welcome back to A Mama Minute. I am your host, Kelly, and today I have a very special co-host, my son, Jack. Say hi, Jack.
Hi.
So today we're kind of changing it up. We're doing something a little bit different. My son Jack knows a lot about survival tips and ways to keep yourself safe. And so I just thought I'd bring him on here so he could share some of his advice with you all. So Jack, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Jack and I'm 8 years old.
And you have a birthday?
In August 8th.
Yeah, so you're going to be 9.
Yeah, in maybe like 3 weeks, right?
No, it's like 1 week. Well, no, I guess it's like a week and a half.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks.
Last year of being in single digits. So you're going into what grade?
I'm going into 3rd grade.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yes.
Good. All right, so
only because of my school supplies.
Oh, because you liked school supply shopping?
Yes, I got way better school supplies than last. I'm not being rude.
No, you're not being rude.
I know.
Okay, so tell me some life-saving tips. Where did you learn these life-saving tips?
Maybe a few months of YouTubers watching them.
Watching YouTube?
Yeah, a few months, like, going through all of them, mysteries and stuff. I'm like you.
Yeah. Yeah. You are a little mini-me, that's for sure. You're very curious, and you like to learn things.
And right after I started seeing these got Christian-related TikToks, I did not want to skip them because I don't want to show disrespect.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a few tips that you think that we should know. Like, what are some things that can keep us safe?
There is some stories and some survival tips. There's some stories up from different countries like Canada. I know one up from there.
Tell me the one from Canada.
Okay. This might seem unsafe to you, but people say it is unsafe because all the polar bears up in there, they leave their doors unlocked. Not for the polar bears to come in, but for the two. So, because there's lots of polar bears that come at night, so and there's lots of people out there. Well, not lots of people outside at night, but there's, like, just in case if a person gets attacked by them, they can open the door and get in the house.
Oh, okay, so they leave their doors unlocked so that it's easy to get out?
Yeah, of a conflict with the beast.
With the beast.
You could say.
I see. So what should you do if you come in contact with a polar bear?
There's a few of them. There's one very weird and inappropriate one.
It's okay. You can tell me.
Some people say that, like, one person said that if you ever come in tact with a polar bear and you're trying to hide, someone said to get naked for some reason, but I don't know why. Maybe just in case for your clothes.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I don't know why that would make sense. Let's look it up. Okay, I just looked it up, and I remember this now. Because I remember when you told me that if you come in contact with a polar bear, you should get undressed. And the reason is because polar bears are very curious. And if you strip your clothes off and leave them, then the polar bear will stop and sniff your clothes.
Okay, yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Okay, now that rings a bell in my mind.
Yeah. So what else can you share with us, Jack?
I'm looking at my paper, but I wrote this a while ago, so I hope I can still read it. This was, like, back in first grade, maybe. Yeah. Not first grade, second grade.
So there's a tip that you gave me about if you come in contact with a mountain lion or a bobcat or, like, a
cougar.
Yeah. What do you do in that situation?
So you would say, well, so if you were alone, so there's two situations. If you're alone or with someone, so I will tell you what you would do if you were alone. So if you were alone, you would get up onto a tree, a log, or a rock or if there's nothing near you, spread out like a big star or act like a bigger animal than it.
Yeah, throw your hands up and act really big.
Yeah,
and scary.
And scream like, ah.
And then if you're with somebody,
you would get on top of their shoulders and act big. And you would might both put your arms out to act like a big monster. So act like a big beast.
Gotcha. That's a good tip. Okay, now tell me, there's a fact you know about tornadoes. What's your tip if you see a tornado?
And, like, there was this one saying about which I believe to myself. So if the tornado is coming, if this tornado is not moving, it's a 50% chance that it's coming to you because it's either getting bigger when it's coming to you or smaller when it's leaving you. So, just be aware of if there's any tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, if it's moving to the left or right,
yeah,
then that's probably not coming in your direction. Although, they can change direction at any time. But if it doesn't appear to be going left or right, it could be coming towards you.
It could be going behind. It could be coming from back. It could be going away from your house or coming towards your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a fact about gorillas. They said about one character who worked with gorillas, something, I don't know his name, I forgot his name, but he said, like, if ever comes in attack or with a fight with a gorilla, they said to get down and start eating, pretend to eat grass to act like it. Which is a good idea because you're like pretending to eat grass.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why that would distract a gorilla.
It would just think that the gorilla. So if you are disturbing a gorilla while eating something or with contact or with it, you should start pretending to eat like a gorilla so it thinks that you're a gorilla and won't try attacking you.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this isn't like if you're getting attacked by one. It's just if you happen to be near one.
But if you are attacked by one, I know this one where you have to roll down a hill, but I forgot like what conflict you have to be in to roll down a hill. It might be the gorilla one if you're like having a fight to roll down a hill, but I think it's like with the cougar, I think.
Interesting.
Ready?
So Jack, what should you do if you smell like a sulfur fish smell in your house?
This one you should not turn on any lights in your house as it could cause to your house being blown up, which I've been making sure that there's no smell in our house.
Mm-hmm. And why would that happen? Like, what does that indicate? Do you know?
Mostly I think it was about either like a, think it was something about, well, with your stove.
Yeah, like a gas leak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to turn on any thing, the electricity would shock it for it to blow up.
Yep, exactly. Good job. So, Jack, what would you do if you think you're being followed? What should you do?
This is a really good one. You should turn right about 4 times, but you could turn right about maybe 8 times if you want, just for a double check. But if he is still there, you should go to the nearest police station, nearest fire station, or nearest to the nearest cop. And around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the
That's
place.
A good tip. Okay, so in the event of a thunderstorm, mm-hmm. you have a good tip for this.
Yes.
If you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So if your hair ever starts floating up, that could be a powerful shock from lightning about to hit you. So it's about lightning about to hit you. So it's like a warning to you that you should take cover before the lightning hits you mm-hmm. in that place.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
And when you're ever working about metal scraps or in a factory, so like let's say you're working around a knife factory and you get cut by one of a knife or a metal piece of scrap, you should always have a belt so in case to stop the blood pressure, to put it around your arm so it doesn't spread everywhere else from your body, leaving you to die. So
yes.
You don't die.
So you can use a belt as a tourniquet in case you need it.
So like let's say my scar on my arm was from a big severe cut, I would put it right up here, right before when the scar ends.
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to place it like perfectly on there. So like that, so like you really want to place it like right where the scar ends. You really want to place it right where the scar ends.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, so like if you place it up here, more blood could go out. So you want to place it right there so less blood comes out.
Yes, you want to apply pressure anytime you're losing blood.
Yes. But if a severe cut on the neck, don't put it on any side of the neck. That could choke them, leaving them to not breathe, and you're killing them.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, if you're bleeding from your neck, you probably shouldn't try tying a belt around your neck.
Yeah.
Because that could choke you, for sure. Just maybe hold your hand over it to try to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, but don't put any pressure on it. Don't put, like, pressure on the neck as leading to, so you don't, like, so, because you couldn't breathe if putting pressure on your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good tip.
And if you're ever in a sinking car accident And the headrest, you can take the headrest out, and people use it to smash the window with your metal part of the headrest, mm-hmm. so you can get out. But do it where, like, the least biggest part of glass is. So maybe do it on your window to your door, but don't do, like, don't open your door. Don't do your main glass. Do the smallest part of glass that is available to be broken.
Yeah, that you can still get out of, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you have any more off the top of your head?
People are saying about if you found any, like, necklaces or diamond rings or any cash on your window wipers, shield wipers, something
windshield
like that.
Windshield wipers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do not pick it up as it's a warning of a robber trying to get your attention to rob you.
Oh, yeah. I think I have heard something like that. Like, mm-hmm. if you have a note on your windshield or something,
yeah.
I think they're trying to, like, buy time to...
Yeah, to steal something.
Yeah, like it's a distraction.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. Well, Jack, thank you so much for mm-hmm. being a part of this with me. This was really special. I'm glad I'm going to have an episode with you and your little voice.
Yep.
And we can listen to it in 5 years and listen to how different your voice is.
Yeah.
But you have some really good tips, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate you sharing that with our audience.
And I'll remember, I know I had more good ones, more, like, better scary story fun facts that you should do. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'll catch up onto those maybe in a few weeks.
Yeah, and then we can make another episode, and you can give us more tips.
Yeah.
All right, I love it. Thank you so much, Jack. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, well, that is all for today. We will catch you on Monday with a brand new episode of Mama Mystery, and it's going to be our 100th episode, and we are going to be covering the story of John Wayne Gacy. So stay tuned for that. It will be released on Monday. Bye!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.